Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional, Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar to do your quiet time every day. If you need to set your alarm clock to wake you up 30 minutes before the usual time, the normal time of your waking up, please do so. You will soon get used to it. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 12th day in November 2024. 12 is not an ordinary number. 12 is spiritually significant. 12 is a dozen. Israel is made up of 12 tribes. There are 12 gates into the city of the New Jerusalem. 12 disciples were appointed by Jesus for his earthly ministry. And Jesus was 12 years old when he sat in the temple, reasoning and interrogating with the secretaries and the elders. This is the 12th in the month. Open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. Expect a special divine visitation this day. Where you have been getting blessings in trickles, now you begin to get it in dozens and in droves. Every month has his own angel sent to make provision for that month. Open your hand. Your own angel of the 11th month will fully deliver for you and your family. In the name of Jesus, your life will enjoy unusual speed. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto it." So, God wants us to have all other things, but we must not replace him in our heart with all other things. I prophesy, in addition to knowing God as your Lord and Savior and serving him, you will have material things. Oh yes, to own one's dream house is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Owning and driving one's dream car is not materialism, it is needed. Owning and running a profitable business is not worldly. If you are caught out for it, it is good. Let's do this. Look for a key, any type of key at all, or a key holder. Hold it or raise it up as I speak over your life. I prophesy to everyone's life. You will own your own dream house. You will own your own dream car. You will have your own dream business. Holy Ghost will make it happen in a way that is beyond you. I speak over your life. As you hold this key symbolically, you will also be driving and opening and moving things with it in the name of Jesus. God will use people you know and you people you don't know from far and near, from likely and unlikely sources to bless you. All those with old cars giving you problems, God is replacing it for you. All those with old houses and you desire a new modern one, God will build it for you. Say, amen, I receive it. So shall it be in Jesus' name. It will happen more quickly than you even imagine. God will give you as a pleasant surprise gift in all that you have requested. November 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hands. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will mark November 12 yearly in joy, in good health, in prosperity, and in power till you are 120 years old. Say amen. First issues for teaching today. Big Daddy, this is the third time I'm asking this question, but you have not given me any answer. Please give me an answer today. I am tired of the whole thing. My question is, I am an ordained priest of the church. My wife opened a church in Lagos. I am ordained to serve in Benin City. I have been asking her many occasions to join me in Benin City to do the work where I am serving and then can be visiting Lagos from time to time. But she told me, no, Lagos is where she has her farm, where God told her to be, and not in Benin where I am serving. Please, how can this be possible? Please, Daddy, help me out with this mess. She's also a member of this platform. Wow, good that she's a member of TPGF. Ask her to listen to this. Let her know you sent this. And I want all listeners to listen carefully and attentively. God instituted marriage to remove aloneness. In Genesis 2:18, God said it is not good for the man to be alone and also the woman. He said, I will make a help meet for him. No. Number one purpose of marriage is companionship. Marriage is to remove aloneness. Then Matthew 19:15 and Mark 10:7, both saying the same thing. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Two, becoming one flesh is referring to conjugal relationship. Then 1 Corinthians 11:8-9. Now capital. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman created for the man. I went this far to let it be seen very clearly that it is unscriptural for anything other than death to separate between the two that have been joined together as husband and wife. Not ministry, not career, not green grass in some other places or other nation. God is not the author of confusion. Marriage is not a must for whoever does not want to marry. So, if you don't want to marry, you are free not to. After all, Catholic fathers and sisters and mothers, they have dedicated themselves. They have gone celibate so that they can serve God. But the moment we decide to marry, we should abide by Bible injunction. That is what the Bible says. Number two, God did not give a wife a separate ministry from that of her husband who is called into the ministry. When a man is called into the ministry or to be a priest, the wife now wants to open her own church. Ha! Who does that? Which God speaks that way? Definitely not the God we know and not the Holy Spirit that we know. They will never contradict each other. So I say to you, madam, dismantle that thing you are doing in Lagos and join your husband in Benin to serve God together as God has called him. It is the dog that should wag the tail, not the tail that should wag the dog. That's my understanding on this, and that is my take on this. Listeners that have a different view can please express it to us, and if you agree with my view, also say so. Next, thank you, Daddy, for extending the teaching week. A father that pays attention to the desires of his children, may your days be long with good health. More grace. Wow. Thank you so much. Somebody said, good morning, Daddy, and my TPDF members. My question is it right for a pastor to run the church account solely? He is a branch pastor of a church that has his headquarters in Port Harcourt, and he does not have regards for the men in the church. Always talk harshly to them. He has anger problem, and he keeps saying he cannot change. Is it right, sir? Wow, how can? It is not right. It cannot be right. A pastor should not solely run church account. And I don't know the kind of church that church is that has no control over her branch pastors. Don't they have a constitution and a structure? In a well-structured church, this will not happen. So, their headquarters should address this anomaly. And if this pastor is who you describe here, then he will soon be out of ministry. Next, good morning, sir. I'm from Edo State. I have issues with my relationship. I've been looking for a girl to truly love me. But behold, comes a girl that I think she truly loves me. She was the one that even asked me out. Sir, and I love her too. But the problem now is that we have started the relationship before we were told that we were related. But I felt the relationship is a distant one because I was told that her mom's father and my mom's father are brothers. Meanwhile, both men have been dead long time. Sir, to me, I don't think anything is wrong with getting married to her. I am really convinced that this girl, that he truly loves me, and I will soon be 30 years old. Wow. So many issues are popping up here. You want a girl that truly loves you. And good enough, a girl was bold enough to ask you out. I have a little issue with that, but that is not even the main thing. The main one, her mom's father and your mom's father are brothers. Tradition and culture come in here. And culture is strong. It transcends you. Your children will also come to hear this story. My advice is that you respect your culture and your tradition. If the culture says no, then let it be. If you are that related, then prayerfully approach someone else. no matter your feelings about this. Please respect culture. I may be wrong on this issue, so let's have listeners' contribution. If you have any different opinion about this, send it so that we can send it across to our brothers. Please send your comment to +234 809 789 4000. It will reach me. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you, teaching you, helping you, bless, teach, and help those connected to you. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual, at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to chat, SMS, or call for inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Allen Avenue Junction, right on the main road there. Two services run there every Thursdays, usually. First service is 7 to 9 a.m. Second service is 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain in all Prayer Mountain centers this week is overtaking grace, overtaking anointing. Come to be touched, to be led in prayers, to be prayed for, and to be anointed for the overtaking grace. You will pursue, overtake, and recover all. Invite other people. Anointed mantle shall be given out free for praying and releasing miracle through the name of Jesus Christ. Do so. Bring things to represent things as a prophetic point of contact. Your heavens will open. These same two services shall run concurrently in Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, in Akwa Ibom State. Don't miss it. Then I say this daily for emphasis and to build a culture. Don't compromise your tithing and your seed sowing. Tithing and seed sowing are our covenant work with God as long as we are alive. It is for God removing devourers from our lives and opening our financial heaven. You can hear other people's testimonies. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. For the commission's account and the PayPal information, send a chat message of request to +234 809 789 4000. And those in UK, send for Turning Point Global Family account at the HSBC UK. I speak to everyone's life today, you will matter. Oh, God will intervene. Your fears will not happen. Things will turn around in your favor. You will always be rejoicing. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.